With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Former President Donald Trump is calling for national unity and resilience as he recovers from Saturday's apparent attempt to kill him. Shock leaders across the political divide are recoiling from the shooting that left Mr. Trump wounded, but according to his campaign, fine. Rico Elmore, the Beaver County GOP vice chairman, says once he heard the gunshots and the calls for a medic, he ran toward a shooting victim and the man's family.
Ran up to the bleachers where the gentleman had just been shot through the head. And I do want to say that I truly pray for the family.
The FBI early today identified the shooter as 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Also on SRNews.com, three former American presidents issued statements following the assassination attempt on Donald Trump.
Bill Clinton wrote that violence has no place in America, especially in our political process. He said he and Hillary are thankful that President Trump is safe. George W. Bush, who described the attack as cowardly, said he and Laura are grateful that President Trump is safe. And Barack Obama said we should all be relieved that Trump wasn't seriously hurt and that he and Michelle wish him a quick recovery. Obama also said the country should use this moment to recommit ourselves to civility and respect in our politics. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says, quote, there still isn't absolute certainty that Hamas's shadowy military commander was killed in a massive airstrike in southern Gaza. Local health officials say that strike killed at least 90 people. The misery of Houston's lasting power outages extend beyond the big city and onto the surrounding farms and ranches, where everything from animal bedding to feed is harder to come by. This is SRN News. A new look at church switching.
According to Lifeway Research, a lot of Americans leave the church they've been attending for another one at some point in their life, and the reason is actually pretty mundane. Lifeway's latest poll finds most switchers who changed churches as adults did so because of a residential move, not driven by an issue with their former church. Those who are dissatisfied usually have a problem with the pastor. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
The Kansas Supreme Court has reaffirmed its stance that the state constitution protects abortion. The court has struck down a ban on a common second trimester procedure and state laws regulating abortion clinics. The Kansas court declared access to abortion a fundamental right back in 2019. Voters also rejected a proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would have explicitly reversed the court's ruling. This is SRN News. Israel's military says one of its soldiers was killed in combat in northern Israel as the country's army and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah continue to trade cross-border fire. Former Israeli Ambassador Michael Oren says Israel cannot sustain a war in Gaza and the north without the support promised by President Biden.
The Israeli government seems to be, if you ask them what they're doing, is they're playing it down. They don't want to put in a situation where they're going to be, you know, forced to go to war. And how much can any sovereign state sustain from this type of aggression? And, you know, the Biden administration is also putting tremendous pressure on the government. I believe that part of the delays of the shipment of munitions to Israel doesn't relate to Gaza anymore, it relates to the North.
Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Signs of consumers slowing down spending and falling behind on their bills weighed down shares of the big banks late last week. More details at SRNnews.com.